All right, we are very blessed this morning to have Jeff Phipps with us today. He's going to give a presentation and a report on Camp Arete. Many of you already know what Camp Arete is about. You have been in prayer for Camp Arete. You know that Bob and Elvira have been there a couple times and are somewhat familiar with it. But it might be that some of you have never even heard of it before, in which case I'm very embarrassed. We need to do a better job at promoting this. So Jeff, if you would, please. Thank you.
Morning. How's everybody doing? Good. Thank you for having me here this morning. As Pastor Bob mentioned, my name's Jeff Phipps, and I'm the director and president of Camp Arete. And I'm here to share a little bit about what we do at camp in hopes of I don't see too many teenagers out here this morning, maybe one or two, but in hopes of maybe three. I see someone over here, but in hopes of getting some folks to come join us at camp this year. We're a Christian-based youth ministry located in the Smoky Mountains of Tennessee, and we've been up and running for about 7 years. We started off in Colorado. We were out there for about five years in Colorado is when Bob and his lovely bride came out and joined us. They were camp counselors, and she worked in the kitchen, and we really enjoyed our time with them. We serve young men and women from the ages of 13 to 18 as campers. And then from the ages of 18 to 21, we have a servant leader program. And we do, we make a really special effort each year to tailor our message for that year. We'll pick a theme, and our guest speaker will tailor his message towards the teens. And we really, our goal at Camp Arete, what kind of sets us apart from other camps is that we really have a focus on God's word. We do believe in the transformative power of God's word. All of our teachers teach from dispensational, presupposition, a grammatically historical, hermeneutic. We're always looking to find out what is the meaning of the text? What is the author trying to say to us? And that's what we try to communicate to our kids. We find that a lot of kids from smaller churches, like my church in West Houston, down in Houston, Texas, maybe Austin Bible Church, so about 15 or 20 others around the country that we serve, they don't necessarily have youth groups, sometimes not even like summer camp that they go to, and we're really tailored to that audience. We've had guest speakers, people you may have heard of, Charlie Clough. We've had Andy Woods teach. We've had Robbie Dean, Mark Musser, Brett Nasworth. So we try to bring folks from, I guess if you would, our schoolhouse, and get these get them connected with our kids. One of the things that we find in camp is that a lot of the children that come to us, the campers that come to us from around the country, maybe 12 or 13 states that we serve, they're in a small church setting, and they're always kind of surprised to show up in camp and meet somebody from, if they're from Texas, they meet somebody from Florida, that, oh, there's somebody out there that lives in Florida that studies the Bible like I do. And it really opens their eyes kind of to the body of Christ, right? Because we have a tendency to think of the body of Christ, you know, sometimes inside these walls or inside our city, inside our state, inside our country, right? But God sees the body of Christ, you know, across the whole world. And this is one of the things that we're really... we found has really touched the hearts of these kids is kind of connecting to the body of Christ, meeting like-minded young men and women from around the country, like-minded women, men and women that are interested in hearing God's word. Just a few of the things, some of our distinctives, right? Kind of what we hone ourselves into each year as the leaders of camp is we work very diligently to demonstrate the love of Christ. Demonstrate the love of Christ, and we do that in both our actions and our deeds in camp. And these kids, I can tell you what touches their heart. I'm not talking about a sentimental kind of, I'm talking about the biblical kind of love that you guys have been taught. But these kids, that touches their heart, and we connect with them in that way. We encourage fellowship, but fellowship based on truth. A lot of kids come from very small churches and maybe haven't had kind of been exposed to other ministries. And we all know that even though we are united in faith, there are a couple of things that, you know, each church, maybe Austin Bible Church thinks about this passage this way, and West Houston thinks about it this way, and Fellowship Chapel in Maryland thinks about it this way, but we're all united in our faith. And so this is something that we teach the kids. There are, of course, passages and truth that we can't bend, that we can't compromise. But we do expose them to solid Bible teaching. We encourage companionship in camp. We encourage forgiveness. Not only with each other, but a lot of these campers come to us. They live out there in the devil's world, and they're getting hammered. They're getting hammered hard, and they come to us a lot of times. Their hearts are really hurting bad, so we encourage forgiveness and companionship. We encourage good works. We do that by working in front of them, by presenting opportunities for them to work. And we do all of this. The foundation for all those things that we do is our teaching. And we teach 3 hours a day. We have a session in the morning, usually runs about an hour. We'll do a session at lunchtime that's 30 to 45 minutes, and then we'll do an evening session that runs an hour. We do some song and praise along with that. But our focus, the thing that sets us apart from other camps, is this abiding commitment to the transformative power of God's word. And we've seen this work with the campers, this formula of focusing on God's word. We've seen it work for 7 years. So I would encourage you to consider it. Now, I've talked a whole lot about all the academics and kind of how we handle things, but yes, it's a camp, and so we have a blast. All you teens out here that are, it's not just all blood, sweat, and tears. We've got great activities. We do a lot of hiking, we do swimming, we do some, we go explore some caves. We've got a great activities director. This year we're going to have a biblical cosplay square dance on Friday. And so we're going to have, the campers are going to dress up as their favorite biblical character. We'll have a competition for that, and then have a square dance. So we do offer fun. And we bring counselors to camp. The counselors that we have in camp come from among our people. And they come with a big heart full of love. And they love to serve these campers. And I'd say that, you know, the distinctive of how we teach and focus on the truth is top. The number one distinctive about Arete. Number two is our counselors. Bob was a counselor 1 year. Bob third. The third, is that right? Okay. Get those numbers mixed up. But they really come with the love for the kids, and they want to serve. And you get these kids in an environment where we're teaching the truth, where we're living it out in front of them. We take away their cell phones so they're disconnected from the rest of the world, and God's word gets in there and starts working on their hearts. And every year we have stuff that comes up, right? God's word gets in there and pulls a little piece of something, a little piece of dirt out of their heart, and we get to get it out there. The counselors are very well trained in dealing with this. We take them back to Scripture, and we help them work through their issues. And again, always bringing them back to God's word. So that's Camp Arete. If anybody's interested, this is our website. It's www.camparete.com. Right over here, you can apply. Let's see if that, there we go. You fill out a quick application, sends it in. Joyce Mann, our camp registrar, will get back with you. Dates this year are July 15th through the 21st. That's July 15th through July 21st. Camp is $450. That includes a whole week. That's room and board, so you get to eat, sleep, have fun, and study God's word for 7 days for $450. Won't find a better price for camp, I guarantee you. We do charge less than camp cost because we don't ever want money to be an issue. We'd love to have camp for free. We really would, but we can't right now, so we do have to charge some. But it is less. We do charge less than what camp cost us. So we do depend on donations. We are a 501c3. We always have campers that are in need of scholarship. We do like to help them out. If anybody in Austin is interested in coming, any of the teens, or if somebody's here in the audience that thinks, hey, I might be a fit, Chris, for a counselor position, fill out the application, get in touch with us. We do have a group that drives up from Houston every year, usually about 15 or 20. That caravan up from Houston. I'm sure there'd be no problem swinging by Austin and picking up a few folks. So, thank you so much for your time this morning. I am from Texas, and so I know this is going to be very rude, but if I'm not back in Houston by 2 o'clock for Mother's Day, I'll never be able to talk in front of you. I'll be killed, okay? I just want you to know. So that is why I'm leaving. I was here for the first hour, but I do have to get on the road to be home in Houston by 2 for Mother's Day. So if anybody is interested in camp or has any questions, Pastor Bob has my contact information. It's also on the website here. And, of course, if you're interested in attending, just go to our website and fill out an application. Thank you.